So we know that there are four types of shemim in the Torah, four parshas of shemim: shemichinam, shemasachar, a shayel, and a seicher. And the question is, what is the purpose of having these four parshas, for having all these different dinim of shemir? Each one has a different din. When they're chayim, when they're pater, the Maaseh, the Mishnah says, over in Daf Tzadi Dalam and Alf, the Masner shemichinam lios pater mishvua, v'ashayel lios pater milashalim, v'asachar v'asachar lios pater mishvua umilashalim. And then the Gemara adds on that then master shemir sakalius kishayel. So basically, any shemir could be master whatever he wants. And the Gemara says, even if you hold it, he can't be master mashikos batari. But over here, it's different because mikar lo shiva nafshei, that you could basically make up any tanai you want. You could say that I want to be a shemir chinam with dinim like this, or shemir sakha with this type of dinim. And there's nothing wrong with that. You have a right to shape whatever type of shemir you want. You can have any chiyuvim and any dinim that you want. So l'mayin of kamino, what is the purpose of having four parishes of shemir with all these different dinim? If there's some din l'chatchila that this is the way shmir should be, then you shouldn't be able to be masna. It sounds like there is no din, but dafka do it the way the Torah says. You could be masna, you can make it whatever you want. So then, what's the tachas of having these parshas b'chlal? So to say that the whole purpose is, in case you're not masna, that this is the default, this is the normal way it's done. So why do you need it for that? Why is the Torah care if you're masna shir mechinam to be like a shir mesachar, or to just have the regular din of shir mechinam? If anyways, you could do whatever you want. So it's a little bit of a harot tzarichi. And what is the purpose of having these four parshas of Shemira, unless the whole purpose is to teach you the asidus of the Torah holds why Hashem Echinim should be chayiv, why Hashem Esacha should be chayiv in this or pata from this, and you learn out different asidus and dine mamas from it. But the etzem dine Shemira, being that it's not binding, you can do whatever you want, it's a little bit sarachian. What is the tachlis of having this parsha? So it's mavur that there must be some din be'etzem in having these four parshas of Shemim, but sarachian, what that is. Being that the din is in a masna shemichinim lias kashoyel lias patim mishvua v'chulei, you could basically be mechadish any type any dina shmir that you want.